This is June the 21st. I'm Dexter Edwards, calling this commissioner's meeting to order. I would like to ask Commissioner Thompson to do an invocation and lead us in a pledge of allegiance.
Dear Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and do what's in the best of the county. We pray for a safe, productive, and efficient meeting tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, I would just like to state that Commissioner Branch is on the phone. He is not here with us, but he is present by phone. And I'd just like to state that for the record. All right, do we have any one of the commissioners that wants to add anything to tonight's agenda?
I do not.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Wayne? Commissioner Branch?
Yes, I have nothing to add.
Okay, thank you.
No, sir, Mr. Chairman, I have nothing to add either.
Okay, with nothing to add, do I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, what about the approval of the minutes of the June 7th meeting?
Move to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carried. All right. Do I need a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right. I think you told me there was no public comment, correct?
Yes, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you. All right, at this time, that would bring us up to Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
The first thing I'm here for is to hold the public hearing for Lewis Ellis to name a lane off of Lesser Houston Road in the Limestone Township. He has chosen Kenzie Haynes Lane.
Okay, I need a motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are now in public hearing for the naming of a lane, Kenzie Haynes Lane. Do I have any public comments? With no public comments, do I get a motion to close the public hearing?
Sure, move.
Second.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. And the last,
hold on, just a moment. We need a motion to approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now do I get a motion to approve the request?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so I got a motion and a second to approve the request to name the lane off of Lester Houston Road, Pink Hill, North Carolina, Limestone Township, Kenzie Haynes Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, now we'll move on to your next topic.
Okay, this is to request a public hearing to name one for the July the 19th meeting in the Smith Township off of Cabin Lake Road for Kristen Ovenick.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Second.
I got a motion and a second to request to schedule a public hearing on July the 19th, 2021 to receive public comments regarding a request of Kristen Ovenick
is how we were saying it.
Okay. To name a lane off of Cabin Lake Road, Pink Hill, North Carolina, Smith Township. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Okay, that brings us to Blake Wallace. Are we running ahead of schedule? He's not here?
About 10 minutes ahead.
No, Commissioner, he's not here.
We are running a little ahead.
Okay, can we move on, Mr. Davis, to your next item, and then we'll catch up with him when he comes back?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for allowing me to appear tonight. I respectfully request that the board adopt the Duplin County Fiscal Year 2021-2022 Budget Ordinance. The fiscal year 21-22 general fund budget of $61,406,178 is in balance with a tax rate of 71.5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, plus a 2 cent per $100 of assessed valuation to be placed in a capital reserve fund for a total tax rate of 73.5 cents. The enterprise funds and other special funds are also in balance. The appropriation from the fund balance of the general fund is $2,292,787. The amount we are budgeting from fund balance for fiscal year 21-22 is $74,967, less than was appropriated in FY 2021.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to adopt the Duplin County fiscal year 2021-2022 budget ordinance. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, we'll move on to the next item.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to request the reappointment of Dr. Shannon Jennings to the James Front Community College Board of Trustees. The chairman and the county manager have received a letter from Mrs. Anita Powers, chair of the James Front Community College Board of Trustees, and Dr. Jay Caraway, president of JSCC, requesting that Dr. Jennings be reappointed as a member of the Board of Trustees for another four-year term beginning July the 1st, 2021, and ending June 30th, 2025.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second to reappoint Dr. Shannon Jennings as a member of the James Front College Board of Trustees for a four-year term beginning July 1st, 2021 and ending June 30th, 2025. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, is Miss Cif
Stone? She's here.
Okay, all right. Elizabeth, will you come forth, please?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm here tonight first to request an award for a bid for demolition contractor for the Hurricane Matthew HMGP program. The county has acquired the property at 251 Jimmy Tate Williams Road as part of the Hurricane Matthew buyout, and we have bid out for demolition services and are requesting that the award be given to Rick Bostick Construction and Demolition Incorporated.
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, I have a motion and a second to award the bid to Ricky Bostick Construction and Demolition Company for the demolition and clearance of the property at 251 Jimmy Tate Williams Road as part of the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program Hurricane Matthew Buyout Project. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, next item.
Okay, next up is a request to opt in or opt out of the state-centric work plan for the Hurricane Florence buyout program. This was first brought to the Board of Commissioners at the May 3rd meeting. However, due to additional information, it was requested that this be reconsidered. I've included in the packet a chart outlining some of the frequently asked questions regarding the two options for the program, whether to follow the county-centric or the state-centric program. I asked for some guidance from North Carolina Emergency Management for the responses, but I didn't receive anything and have not as of today. The State Hazard Mitigation Office has proposed the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for Hurricane Florence. be offered as a state-centric work plan, which shifts a lot of the responsibilities to the state, but a lot of the local responsibilities are still those of the counties, including a point of contact. And each county that's in the program has to select whether to opt in or opt out of the state-centric model. And I'm here.
Let me ask you a question. I think this is what I've got a phone call on several weeks ago. But currently we're opted in, correct?
Currently we are opted out of the state-centric program. Or sorry, at the May 3rd meeting that was opted in, we've not turned in the documents to the state yet.
The documents still have not been sent.
That's correct. So we've not sent them our official decision.
Okay. And it is my understanding that by opting in, a lot of the contractors and people that the state may use are going to be probably not going to be local people like we're currently using now.
That's a concern I've heard. If the state does all the bidding, they can use their list of vetted contractors, which would include more national and state size companies, and may leave out some of the local contractors that we've been utilizing, such as the one we just, you know, approved for the demolition in Hurricane Matthew.
So is it your opinion that we opt out?
Up until this point, the county has administered its own program, and we've efficiently been doing that, and we've hired many local contractors to do the work in the county, whether they're local within the county or just, you know, regionally local companies. If the state were to start doing the bidding for these awards, it could completely leave out anyone from this region from having the opportunity.
Got it.
And currently we have about a dozen houses that still have to be completed. This decision only affects the current HMGP program. In the future, you have to make the same selection for any future programs.
So do I have a motion to opt in or opt out?
I make a motion we opt out.
So I've got a motion and a second to opt out of the state central electric and the authorize the county manager as the designated agent to sign the state Centric Electric form confirming Duplin County selection. Discussion. With no discussion?
Yeah, I have. Okay. You said you haven't heard from the state at all yet?
That's correct. I didn't receive a response to my questions.
Okay. Wouldn't it be more feasible for them to use local contractors rather than to try to do something from the state perspective?
If the county chooses to opt out, that maintains program management at the local level, and we would distribute bids to known companies that are local to us. If the state were to do the bidding process, they have a list of approved vendors that they use that can be national.
Is that a fact or an assumption?
That is what I have been told by emergency management staff.
From who?
One of the project managers that works in that department.
On a state level?
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion? All in favor to opt out, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, it passed.
Okay, thank you.
I think if they wouldn't use somebody, they would use local people first. That's what they've been doing. If I had known
the sheriff here, or
no, sir.
He is?
No, sir.
Known, she hadn't
Nargary?
Anything, no, sir.
Call. Mr. Chairman, if you would like, in the interest of time, we can go on into closed session and get those matters taken care of and then come back into open and deal with Mr. Rose and Sheriff Wallace.
Okay. Can I get a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Give us just a moment.
We're now into closed session. Gary Rose, if you would take the floor, please.
Mr. Chairman, I have three parcels that I have final bids on. The first parcel 09-E294, A final bid was submitted on April 9th, 2021 in the amount of $500 from Talora Charon, Denise Stokes, and Lynette Charon Stokes, mother and daughter, for this parcel of land. Duplin County obtained this parcel through foreclosure on April 9th, 2014. This bid is less than the original bid of $2,310. The board may accept this final bid and authorize the county attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of the property, or they may reject the bid.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Make a motion to accept.
Got a motion to accept. Do I get a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to accept the bid of $500 for parcel 09E294, located off of Bay Road, Island Creek Township, and authorized the county attorney to prepare a deed for transfer of the property to Taron, Saron, Denise Stokes, and Lynette Charon Stokes, mother and daughter. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay, Mr. Rose.
Mr. Chairman, my next parcel is 09-E286. A final bid was submitted on April 9, 2021, the amount of $1,000 from Talora Charon, Denise Stokes, and Lynette Charon Stokes, mother and daughter, for this parcel of land. Duplin County obtained through foreclosure on August 22, 2013. The bid is less than the original bid amount of $4,868. The board may accept this final bid and authorize the county attorney to prepare a deed, or they may reject the bid.
Pleasure to the board.
Motion to accept.
Second. I got a motion and a second to accept the bid of $1,000 for parcel number 09E286, located off East Charity Road, Island Creek Township, and authorized the county attorney to prepare a deed for transfer of the property to Taron Charon, Denise Stokes, and Lynette Charon Stokes, mother and daughter. Any further comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, my final parcel is parcel 01-E260. A final bid was submitted on April 9, 2021 in the amount of $500 from Talora Charon Denise Stokes for this parcel of land. Duplin County obtained through foreclosure on March 31, 2015. The bid is less than original bid amount of $2,066. The board may accept this final bid and authorize the county attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of the property, or they may reject the bid.
Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve. Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the bid of $500 for parcel 01-E260, located off of Wisteria Street in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, and authorized the county attorney to prepare a deed to transfer a property to Ron Charon, Denise Stokes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you, Mr. Rose.
I thank you all very much.
Thank you. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay. I have nothing else on the agenda. Anybody have anything to add? Okay. I got a motion. A second.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting until July the 6th, 2021 at 6 o'clock p.m. for the Board of Commissioners meeting in the Duplin County Administrative Building located off of 224 Seminary Street, Kingsville, North Carolina. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen.